parents brought him up, and nobody even thought that he was better than other kids. And I said, when he come up that street, I said, you shouldn't talk so much. I said, he'll never be no good. I said, they're giving him everything he wants while he's little and letting him have his way. I said, when he get grown, I said, he won't care nothing about nobody, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that kid come up, made one of the best kids, he said, things that he would want to share with other kids. Look like it's, he, I tell you what, he was adopted child. They won't be own. But I said he never would be no good, but I sure made a bad mistake. That's when I said we can't make mistakes from that. Before I got up and got grown, he said I done had everything that a kid could have to play with. I get all kind of toys and any kind of food that I thought I wanted to eat, all kind of clothes. He said, nah, there's a heap of kids out there ain't got changing clothes. You know, you have to think of these things in mind. He said, I done had everything that I think a kid needs. He said, now, I'm gonna do all I can for them, but if I have some kids, I'm not gonna bring them about your broken. I'm gonna let them know to come up the rough way, and they'd be proud of what they're getting and know how to take care. I said, well, I didn't think you gonna ever have a sense enough to do nothing, a choice being a man. I said, but I have to tell you, I'm proud of it. He grabbed me, hugged me, kissed me. He said, you ain't nothing but my mama, no way. I said, yeah, I said, I'm proud of you. I said, well, Miss Lauren brought you up and give you everything, car to drive and everything. I said, when you married, the woman that gets you would have a hard time. I said, but honest man, I tell you to your face, I lied. He said, don't say that. I said, yeah. I said, when you don't tell the truth, you lie. I said, now you done married, you got a family. I said, you got the sweetest wife. I said, you're so nice to you. I don't want to believe it. You know that. He said, you silly thing. Yeah, and he grew up and he had a nice home. He had a nice wife too. I'll get into it. She did, and he bought her just what he thought that she needed. And his home was just as nice as any white man, a color man's house she was going. And when you went there, what I loved about it, he didn't set the place on the table and just a little dish of dish. That table was full. And he even brought up my food. He said, and that's one thing that went with me. He said, that every time I sit down to the table, I can eat what I want. He said, that what got you today, so couldn't Jim put everything on your table that you could eat and that you didn't need to eat. He said, today you're scrubbing like a fool, working hard, trying to keep that same draw. I said, well, you're right. It'll make you want to have something. If your parents bring you up decent, and have a plenty to eat, you try to have that when you be grown up, you damn sense. Do you think that's right? Huh? They have a plenty of food. I don't mean no expensive food, I mean common food. Now me and my daddy ain't had no expensive food like some folks. But he give us all common food, but we had a plenty of that. So I think a person should keep a people on the grown to get on their back, but I ain't promised my back but let my stomach be full. I think that's a good idea. I want a decent, nice, clean home to live in. I ain't never had nothing to work all my life, but I want to enjoy what I got.
I don't think you're not satisfied most of them.
That's right.
Well, let me ask you, we were talking about farming this morning. What do you call those trenches that are cut by a plow? You know, when
what I thought.
And what about if you had some land that you wanted to get the bushes and the trees off of it? You say you need to do what to it?
Well, you need to go clear that up. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes if it's not, well, I just got here lately. That's why you can get a door root and go ahead and push all it up.
Mm-hmm.
But my first husband, when me and him married, he had cleared so much of their land that when they bought it, it was in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been in a place and been in the bucket for axe and hoes or something.
Yeah, right. Well, what do you call a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
New